Well, there were 150 heads of states here. Never have we seen so many heads of states in one place under one roof. But the mere fact that they were here and they all talked about the need to agree to have a climate agreement coming out of this event is by itself an incredible success. And yes, they were here. They provided this very strong political impulse, which is what we were hoping that they would do.
So we are now day three of COP21. Are we on the right track?
Well, we're on the right track, but there is still a lot of work ahead of us. What the heads of states is, they gave a political impulse. Now the negotiators have to translate those political impulses into text. And that's hard work because they have to write it down and then they have to discuss and they have to agree. This will take the next few days. But yes, in principle, we're on track and we do expect that the work will be completed before the end of this conference.
Finally, today is Resilience Day here at COP21. The ESG launched a resilience initiative recently. Can you speak to us about the importance of resilience?
Resilience is really important because climate is already changing, and we need to be able to not just adapt to the changes, but actually develop in a way that we take into account the fact that in the future climate will still change. Because even if we stop all the emissions today, there's already enough greenhouse gases in the atmosphere that the climate will continue to change. So we need to adjust our development process, adjust our economic approach to take into account that climate is changing and be more resilient to future changes that will happen.